I know all is well, and wherever I go in my expanding awareness, all is good and I am safe. I'm surrounded by and live in an omnidimensional life force that can never be violated because there is nothing opposed to it. I move on the very currents of life itself, and I'm free to notice all things without attachment to anything, free to move beyond any image at any time, and courageous enough to remain in it. I open to graceful guidance on my soul's adventure, surrender my demands to logical understandings, and I welcome new and unknown states of consciousness for my soul's evolution. Take a few breaths to bring your attention back to the center of your body. Find a natural rhythm for your breath to fall into. See if you can follow your in-breath into your body. And then allow your exhale to take with it any tension, worries, or concerns while creating more internal room. Find that natural rhythm to your breathing. Now follow your next breath, letting it take you deeper into the space beyond your body temple, where past and future dissolve into the present. Your inner awareness becomes the threshold you move across, where now your exhale propels you further into the openness of the void. Allow yourself to become available and receptive to a deep hearing and heightened awareness to move you to the greater good. Notice you are in a vast expanse with infinite points of light, as if you are one in a galaxy of stars. Allow your awareness to be drawn to a beautiful blue orb that is calling you home. Feel an attraction and a relational remembrance to the vibrancy of this world. As you move in closer, and when you do, you can see the pristine snow-capped mountains, the wooded forests, the lush green jungles, the expansive deserts, deep canyons, still lakes, running rivers, and the all-embracing blue ocean. Your soul is deeply moved by the physical beauty. As your awareness of the magnificence of this place is heightened, you feel the call of this earth for the gift you have to bring. You return to your perfect mountaintop. As you look out to the south, the sun warms your face, and from your elevated mountaintop view, your awareness is drawn to the beauty of the expansive valley floor with its rippling golden grains, ribbons of green where the river runs through, lakes reflecting the sky, clusters of trees, and various animals roaming through your view. Find yourself lucidly wandering along an earthen path on the valley floor, reflecting on when you first awakened to the possibility of a realm beyond the physical senses, an awareness beyond what the world of form is telling you exists. The first duty of love is to listen. Listen to what your body has been telling you, what it has been feeling. Notice yourself noticing and realize you are not your body. You are the listener. You witness your body's experiences floating through the mind. Allow those sensations to move on out from your screen. Remember some of your early soul lessons. What physically keeps calling for your attention? Consider the earthly teachers who inspired you to awaken to the options of the heart. How have these shifts in your consciousness played out over the years? What life lessons have your trials, tribulations, and unexpected circumstances brought you? How have these lessons served you, and how will they serve you as your life journeys forward? Where have you noticed societal programming being presented to you for your consideration? Observe where you feel your thoughts are under the influence of outside directives. What does being connected to the flow of life really mean to you, and how do you see it playing out for you? Are there any battles you are fighting in your world, in your body, or in relationships that you'd prefer to avoid or deny? Bring them into your field of awareness with kindness and compassion, without judgment or combative energy, and just allow them to sit with a gentle benevolence, eventually passing like clouds in the sky. Feel the warmth of love fill you. Be filled with appreciation for where you are in your life and the path you've taken to get here. There is no need to make anyone or anything wrong for any part of your journey to this moment. Be with a sense of honoring your choices and all those who have crossed your path. See your future self looking back on this moment in time and sense what the older, wiser self is telling you. What lies before you is the natural unfoldment from your calling of the new dimension of awareness and your present practices. You return to your world of activity refreshed and renewed. Know, once you have been somewhere, you can easily return to that somewhere by simply calling it back to your awareness. There's always more work to be done, but for now, pull yourself back into your body, permitting gratitude for your discoveries to fill your field of awareness. Feel a joy knowing you'll be consistently returning to your sacred space, but for now, choose a path down the mountain. Familiarize yourself with this trail back into the world of form. Know there is always this corridor, this passage back to the elevated perspective of your world. Touch some of the trees as you pass by them, and feel the earth move beneath your feet. As what you saw in a distance comes more into focus, return your attention to your breath and breathe. When you are ready, slowly move your fingers and toes. Stretch. Gently open your eyes and sit for a moment to reacclimatize to your physical world. Take your pen and take some time to write out your experience. It doesn't matter if it was memorable and you are certain you'll never forget it. You should still capture it on paper. Later, you will be glad that you did. Welcome back.